Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. I'm a witness. Prayer changes things. And I know that I'm not by myself. I know I have a lot of listeners and witnesses on tonight that God is in total control, and he did not give us a spirit of fear on tonight. So you are once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, March the 26th, 2020. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I said on last week, God is blessing this worldwide ministry and platform so much that it's really growing. So I'm asking all listeners, especially for the new listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, get your paper and your pen and paper ready. And as for the new listeners, you all will hear me say that when we come on the air. Get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the persons of Pastor Norman King, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, again, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the word of God again on tonight. And then he will also be bringing the word on this coming Saturday night, March the 28th. He will be bringing another word on March the 28th. So you're going to need your Bibles, you're going to need your pens and paper, because he always gives us reference scriptures to refer to. and not only him, but other guests that come forward over this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why it's important that you have your Bibles and your paper and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with whoever's delivering God's word. We always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve, so worthy to be praised. Please pray with me. Eternal God, and Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And it is in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you are in total control. You sit high and you look low. You have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We come now in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves. Now, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest on tonight, my cousin, Pastor Norman King, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the shed blood that he shed on the cross that redeems us from our sins when we confess our sins to you, and through him that we can be redeemed back to you. So thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace on tonight. Lord, we ask that you would have your way on tonight, moved by your Spirit, as only you can. Heavenly Father, we pray now and lift up all those that may be listening on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. It is our prayer and our hope and desire that something will be said on tonight. It will prick their hearts. They will open their spiritual blinded eyes on tonight, and they will come to see the need for Jesus Christ to be in their lives. They will ask him to come into their hearts and save them from their sins. And they will ask him to come into their hearts and save them so that they will come to know their God's purpose in the earth, and they will be able to fulfill it in the earth, even on tonight, for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We come, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that have been affected by the coronavirus, those that have lost loved ones all over the land. We know that you are in total control. We know that you don't cause evil to come up on the land, but sometimes you will permit things to happen to get mankind's attention. So I believe that that's what's going on right now. So we know that it's taken many people's lives, but you already know about that too. So you are still in total control. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen all those that have lost loved ones, Heavenly Father, because of this virus. Continue to comfort and strengthen them, and not only them, but those that have lost loved ones in other ways, Heavenly Father, by means of death, any way, shape, form, or fashion. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as well as only you can in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people, Heavenly Father, all over the land that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. In Jesus' name we pray. We even lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, jail cells, and youth detention centers. Send a word their way, Heavenly Father, that they would be able to hear your word, whoever you send your word through your Holy Spirit, and they speak your word, that your word will come alive in them, and they would open their mouths and confess their sins as well and be saved in Jesus' name. And then finally, Lord, we want to continue to lift up our president, and not only him, but all world leaders, Heavenly Father, they will come on one accord, and they will continue to do what's right for your people. They will show love and compassion for all people, and they will do what's right in your eyesight, that you will be glorified through them. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And should any of them not be saved, we want to lift them up on tonight as well, that they too will come to know Jesus Christ for themselves, and they would seek him, and they would ask to be forgiven of their sins and their transgressions, and they would ask him to come into their hearts and save them as well, that they too will come to know their God's purpose in the earth and fulfill it for your glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform, and every listener that tunes in faithfully, continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God did not give us a spirit of fear. And there is a lot of scriptures in the book of Isaiah. It's too many to write down. But if you search the book of Isaiah, it talks about the fears. You know, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. So you can reference to the book of Isaiah when you want to talk about God did not give us a spirit of fear. Or some people say that God did not give us the spirit of fear. I believe it's an of spirit, and it is a spirit. Fear is a spirit. So God did not give his people a spirit of fear. So you want to reference that, you can go all through the book of Isaiah and search it out. And I'm sure there's other scriptures in the Bible that you can reach out and look at that pertains to how God did not give us a spirit of fear. So right now, I do pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so you can get ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King as he's ready to deliver another powerful word from the Lord on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, please, when he finished with the message on tonight, do not hang up your phone, do not go off the internet, because he have a message and song titled Listen by Pastor Marvin Sapp. He will be playing that musical selection following his message on tonight, so you want to be blessed by that musical selection by Pastor Marvin Sapp. Again, the song title after the message is Listen. I am asking all listeners, please, you can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. Again, you can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I do have a praise report before I do our music break. I have a praise report regarding my situation. God is good. Every time I go into my chemotherapy sessions and my radiation at the VA hospital here in Detroit, tomorrow is my last day for the chemo. They take the prick out of my arm tomorrow. And then next Friday is my last day of radiation. So they said I'm doing good, and I just give God the glory, honor, and praise, because every day that I go in, I give God glory and honor and praise, letting him know that with the stripes of Jesus, I am already healed. And this is for not only for me, but this is for someone else on tonight that is going through chemotherapy or radiation or whatever sickness or illness you may be experiencing in your body. You got to stand on God's word. Remember what he said, that with the stripes of Jesus, we are already healed. And sometimes we have to remember it's all about our attitudes as well that can determine the outcome of our situation. And so God also gave us common sense, and he gave us doctors and nurses that we should follow their direction. So God do work through doctors and nurses. So we have to do our part so God can do his part, that he will get the glory in the end. So right now we're going to go to our music break, and we're going to play Worth Living. And then following the music break, I'm not going to speak anymore after the music break. Pastor Norman King, following the music break, you can go right into God's word. Again, listeners, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King following the music break. Enjoy the music break.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so humbly grateful. I am so humbly
Norman
grateful
King,
for
Pastor King. Pastor King.
Yes.
Is
yes.
there something that you can do to hear a lot of vibrations on your end from the back?
Okay.
Is there something that you can do to alleviate some of the noise from the background at your, on your end?
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Is that better?
No, it's still.
Is that better?
Hear like, you know, it's like a lot of ticking.
That's good right there.
It's coming. It's coming
good
in
right
and
there?
Out. You go ahead, because they keep coming in and out.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. We're so humbly grateful for this opportunity that God has given us to be able to be a witness tonight. And I'm so privileged. I am privileged. I take it not for granted for the divine appointment for me to be here tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the word. Brother James said the prayer, and I want to pray this. Lord God Almighty, that I may decrease, and that you increase. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to go to the scripture tonight. I'm going to come from Proverbs, the 16th chapter. I'm going to reference verse 5. In verses 18 through 19. Verse 5 says, according to the King James, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though thou hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. Verse 18 and 19 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. 19, better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. I want to use for a topic tonight. It's not a mystery. It's intentional. Again, it is not a mystery. It's intentional. Now, and what I'm referring to is what's going on in the world. It's not a mystery. The Bible tells us no longer should we look at things as a mystery. If you are in right relationship with this, with God, then the Holy Spirit will reveal to you that what's happening is intentional. What that means is done on purpose, deliberate. And I want to open up just saying that I can't speak for you, but when I was raised up, if my mama told you that you're going to get your rump whooped, she didn't back up off that. You got exactly what she said. And what's happening in the world today is that the world is experiencing what God intended for us to experience based upon this obedience. Amen. And I want to elaborate again on verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart, abomination to the Lord. That's how serious it is. And you talking about folks don't want to listen. They listening now. They got no choice but to listen. Because it is written, according to God's word, that it's intended to happen because of disobedience. And like Brother James said when he was praying earlier, we know as Christians the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. In other words, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went to the fire furnace, they had confidence that God had them. Whether they stay on the earth or when they go to heaven, it's all good. Amen. God knows what he's doing. Amen. And if folks didn't listen before, they listen now. Oh, yeah. They listen now. Amen. So as I continue on, bring some more points out as I continue on, amen. I want to get ahead of myself. Let me calm myself down, amen. I look at preparations. And we look back there at verse 1, it says the preparation of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Amen. God plans and prepares. And because man is made in the image of God, it is in the nature of man to make preparation of the heart. Amen. But the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. When wisdom is given voice, it is from the Lord. Beyond the preparation of man's heart, we are in warfare, my brothers and sisters. We are in warfare. Now, let me go back to verse 5 again. I'm going to read it from a couple of different translations. In God's Word translation, it says, everyone with a conceited heart is disgusting to the Lord. Certainly, such a person will not go unpunished. Now, that's written. I just want to bring out the point tonight, how serious God is about proud, arrogance. Amen? It's disgusting to the Lord. Amen? Message Bible says this way, God can't stomach arrogance or pretense. Believe it, he'll put those upstarts in their place. Amen? I was given a report today that a lot of people have come to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior during this pandemic. And it's going to be more. Amen. God has got everybody's attention. If they wasn't paying attention before, they are paying attention now. Amen. And what we have is a lot of arrogance, a lot of pride. Amen. In verse 18, it says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. See, we got so much pride. Amen. People don't even, I'm just generalizing now. People don't seem to care about God. They've got so far away from God to the point that they're not even raising their kids up, teaching them about God. So that's why we got so many of these other beliefs that has birth. Now, you know, a few weeks ago I talked about the Illuminati, I talked about the Luciferianism, amen. These things are real. But we should not be surprised by it because it's written. Amen. It is written. Amen. And so go down, and I want to talk about for a minute. It is written, these things shall come to pass. Amen. We better recognize that what's happening is intentional. Amen. Verse 3 says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. We got to stop procrastinating, meaning we got to stop delaying or postponing what God has ordained for us. Amen. Commit your works to the Lord. Every man and woman should commit their works to the Lord. They should depend on God in their works, and they should do those works unto the Lord. Colossians 3:23. Amen. And it goes on to say that your thoughts will be established. And through this pandemic, there are some people who have been wayward who now have come back to the Lord. Amen? There a lady came up to me last night with questions. The Bible tells us that we're supposed to be ready to give an answer. And I began to praise God in my spirit because me being humble and walking the way the Word of God tells me I'm supposed to walk. Amen. We got to be ready to give answers. Back to the scripture, it says, and commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Amen. Usually we think of committing our thoughts or to the Lord, then committing our works to him. Here Solomon is revised that order and told us to first commit our works. Then, after you commit your works, trust that our thoughts and plans will be established, ordained by God. Amen?
Pastor Norman King. Pastor King.
Yes.
Are you in your truck? Are you still at work in your truck right now?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably where that background noise is coming from. Because we can hear.
Let me change my headset. I'm gonna change the headset. Hold a second.
Okay. Bear with us, listeners. Please bear with us because he's still at work.
Is that any better?
No, it's still the same.
Any better?
No, it's still the same. Yes. But we know that we apologize to the listeners because I just wanted them to know that you are still at work while you're delivering this word. So you have to excuse the background noise, listeners. So Pastor Norman King, you can go ahead and continue.
Okay. All right. As we look down at verse 5, again, it talks about a proud heart is an abomination to the Lord. God resists the proud. And that will be backed up in James, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse, also in 1 Peter 5:5. And it regards them as abomination. See, the proud man or woman imitates Satan in his proud rebellion against God. And I'm bringing this point out because just trying to give us an idea of all this arrogance and all this pridefulness that's across the whole world in which we're living in. Amen. One proud man or woman cannot succeed against God. So God is doing a wake-up call. This is all intentional, my brother and sister. Amen. Even if they join forces against God, as it did with Babel, they tried to build a tower to reach Babel, and God had to intervene. Amen. I'm just trying to say tonight that this is intentional. It's not a mystery. Amen. Guard yourself against pride, because I'm going to reiterate again, pride is an abomination to the Lord. It is also the root of many types of sin. Amen. Behaving pridefully elevates oneself above others and even above God himself. It is the exact opposite of the fear of the Lord. Amen. Beware. Pride leads to destruction. Amen. If you got in Isaiah 14 and 12 says, "How thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Here, you see this? Lucifer said, "I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the size of the pit." And see, this is what's happening, my brothers and sisters. In the world today, we got people who has exalted themselves, according to them, above God. And God has spoken. God has not spoken. He already has spoken. And what we're seeing is a manifestation is God is allowing all of these things to take place. Amen. So it's not a mystery. This is intentional. Amen. And one way we can get ourselves out of this is to repent and turn to God. Pride goes before destruction. Amen. We reiterate, God is opposed to the proud. Amen. We got to get ourselves back right with God by repenting. Or so proud. Amen. that even look what God has allowed. He has allowed no sports. March Madness. Come on, y'all. Amen. NASCAR. Amen. We have been humbled. If you weren't humble before, you're humble now. Amen. People going all over, getting everything, trying to get supplies, people fighting. Amen. Trying to live. But I want to say this real quick. It's the guy so bad that you, in some cases, can't tell the saints from the ain'ts. Amen. But we who are in Christ Jesus have to remember that it's written. It's not nothing new under the sun. Amen. It is written. So we got to know that God's in control. God is in control. It's intentional because people have got themselves away from God. Amen. No wonder God despises the sin of pride. Proud people elevate themselves above others, even above God. We know to be the truth. Amen. In contrast, humble people lower themselves to their proper place before others as well as under God. Amen. This verse is not saying that humble people must be poor and oppressed. It is simply saying or stating that having little with humility is better than having much with pride. God helps the humble. He works for them, not against them. And he will exalt them at the proper time, according to 1 Peter 5:6. Amen. Praise God. And this message is an on-time message because we need to be aware of really what's happening. This is intentional. God has allowed this because pride. People are so proudful. The Bible says, one scripture says that the time will come when people will be so ever learning that they never come to the knowledge of truth. Amen? And we got so much pride in the world and all across the whole world as a whole. Technology. There's nothing wrong with technology, but don't let technology become your God. Amen. It's like people feel they don't need God, but they cry to him now. Amen. See, we got to be bold, brothers and sisters. Hush, hush. That's why the prophets all stayed in trouble, a bunch of them. Amen. Because they did not hold back when God told them to do or say what they had to say. And we're at the same situation right now, my brothers and sisters. We got to speak what is written. Amen. When people begin to act a certain way, let them know, look, this is not a mystery. This, what's happened, is intentional. It's a conspiracy. Yes, it is. Amen. Pride leads to destruction and a downfall. And this is what's happening right now. Amen. People don't know what to do with themselves. Amen. I see people, Christians, acting all kind of ways. A guy called me. I said on air last Saturday. Wonder, did I get this? Yeah, I do. And but nothing. God got me. You better know it. You better know that God got you. Amen. But let me get back to my message. Dealing with this pride. Amen. Come before destruction. Amen. Let's go back to verse 5 because it's very important that we get verse 5. Amen. So you can see how God looks at pride. Amen. As an abomination. Amen. This is serious, my brothers and sisters. We got to look at this way God has spoken and that our mind will understand. I'm going to go back to verse 5 again. I'm going to read it from the God's Words translation. It says, everyone with a conceited heart is disgusting to God. I told the guy today, if you around a bunch of proud people, amen, get away from them. It'll rub off on you. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't even allow yourself to be in that company. Amen. Speak the word and keep it moving. Amen. We got to speak the word. I said something to a young man earlier today. He looked at me. But in my spirit, I said, that's okay because I must speak what thus said the Lord. Amen. We need to be bold. See, some of us have got away from being that bold person in Christ Jesus. We at a point now we got to be bold. There's some shaking that needs to take place, and it must come from us. Amen? We got to be bold. We got to realize that this is intentional. Amen? God intended. Amen? He has deliberately allowed this to happen to humble the whole world. Amen. Praise God. Brother James, can you hear me? To God be the glory. Amen. Brother James, can you hear me? Brother James. Well, James, you hear me? Well, James, you hear me? Well, James.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you.
Brother James?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor King, I do want to apologize to you and the listeners. I was going through something with my chemo, so I had to step away from the mic for a minute. That's why you didn't hear me for a few minutes. But
okay.
I do want to thank you for that word on tonight. And I like the scripture, the message title for tonight that you gave us is not a mystery. It's intentional. And just like you said, through the word of God, and I truly believe that God don't call these things to happen, but he will allow them to happen. And just as we said on the other day, because mankind has gotten so full of pride and has forgotten who God is, and he have a way of getting the whole world's attention. And just like your song, your closing song is saying, sometimes God does these type of things to get us, he'll shut everything down so we can draw our attention back to him. And I also believe that many more souls are going to be saved because of this virus, because people are now meditating on the word, people are doing more praying, people are seeking after God now for an answer, and through all of this, they're going to find out who God really is. And people are being saved like never before, and we're going to see even more people get saved because of this world epidemic, because of this worldwide virus that God has allowed to come up on the earth, because, again, man has gotten so far away from God. Man has gotten so caught up into material things and the things of the world and has forgotten about God and left God out. And he said that he's a jealous God, and we should have no other gods before him. He is the Most High God, and he wants his reverence, he wants his praise and his glory and honor that's due his name. And so whatever it takes, he's drawing people back to him. Even backsliders are coming back to Christ. Even those that are in Christ, they have gotten upon that, as my mother used to say, and as your mother used to say when they was in the land of the living, and some of the older listeners maybe know what I'm saying too, when he said, sometimes we get up on our high horse and we forget who God is, and he has to bring us back down a peg or two to make us remember who he is and that he's in control. No man is in control, and not the president, not the government, not Wall Street, the stock market. God is in total control. And so he's shutting everything down to get man's attention and draw us back to him. So thank God for you on tonight, Pastor King, for this awesome word on tonight. It's not a mystery. It's intentional. This is a divine, intentional thing that is being done in the world today that's drawing people back to God, because he said that if you come back to me, he will come back to you. And that goes for all of us. And I do want to let the worldwide listeners know that my cousin, Pastor Norman King, has an humble spirit. I called him off guard and asked him if he would bring the message on tonight at the last minute. And I do know that he'd be working, and so he's working out of his truck on tonight. So that's why we had a little interference on tonight. But that's what I like about this worldwide platform. You can always go back to the website. And most of the time when you go back to the website and pull it up again, you won't hear a lot of the interference that was coming from while he was in his truck. So we do apologize for that, because I do want the listeners to know that he was on his job while he was bringing forth the word of God. So I know that God's word still went forth, and I know that God is still glorified through this word that went through Pastor Norman King on tonight. And someone was blessed and helped by this word on tonight. The message title, once again, is a strong message. It's not a mystery. It's intentional. And he came from, the main scripture was Proverbs chapter 16, verses 5, and then verses 18 and 19. If you did not catch those scriptures, and he gave some more scripture references during his message. So, again, Pastor Norman King, I thank God for you. Thank God for your humble spirit. And I thank God for you, even while you was on your job, you still came forth and you still brought God's word. And I know that it was received, and God has been glorified through the word that has come forth through you on tonight. You can continue to keep up the good work for the Lord and the upbuilding of his kingdom. And so we're going to ask all listeners on this coming Saturday night, Pastor Norman King will be coming back again, bringing forth another word on this coming Saturday night, March the 28th, 2020, at 8 o'clock p.m. So you want to stay tuned and tune in and hear what the Lord is going to say through him on this coming Saturday night. I pray once again that you was blessed by this word. And people of God, on tonight, wherever you are, you need to be listening to your governors, those that have rule over you. Even though the word of God even tells us that we are to obey them that have rule over us. And when they have set these laws and rules and set them in place because of this virus, You know, so many businesses and people are still out there doing whatever they feel they're big and bad enough to do. It cannot affect them, but it can affect you, and what affects you can affect others. So if they have set these rules and set them in place, it's for our good and it's for our benefit. And God gave us common sense, too. We're supposed to use our common sense and do what our leaders is telling us to do for our own protection. So hopefully if everybody falls in line and do their part, hopefully this plague, this virus will pass over soon, because we do know that God is still in control and he's going to allow this to go on until he is satisfied that he is getting the attention that he so well deserves and that he is seeking again. He said he is a jealous God, and he cannot lie. He cannot change. He means exactly what he said. My mother used to tell us, I said what I meant, and I meant what I said. And God is the same way. He changed not. And so he is tired of people paying hope. He is tired of people taking him for granted. He's not a genie. He's not a magician. He is God. He is our creator. And so he has set rules over the land. And so we need to abide by his spiritual rules, which is the word of God, and according to his will for our life, that we can be a better people so that we can know how to praise him. We can learn. We will know how to serve him and honor him and give him glory for who he is. So he is speaking loud and clear throughout the whole world today. He has everyone's undivided attention. And so, and I believe that's what it takes to get people to come back to Christ and come back to God, then that's exactly what he's doing today. So don't be alarmed. Don't let fear overrule your life. Just be obedient. Stand on the word of God. Stand on your faith. Know that all things are still working together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So don't let this spirit of fear rule in your heart. Because God did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. So I pray that someone has received this word on tonight from Pastor Norman King. We love you, Pastor Norman King. We continuously pray for you and your family and your ministry and the works of your hands, that God will be glorified through you. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. And, again, we want to continue to lift up all families that have been affected by this virus worldwide. So many people have lost loved ones. And it's so bad that this epidemic and pandemic and virus is so bad. They're saying now that they even are starting to have funerals, you know, doing Skyping on Facebook, because they don't want families gathering even to bury their loved ones, because it's so bad. This is so devastating. But again, God has allowed all of this to happen for a reason. Churches cannot come together and congregate and assemble together and have church service within the four walls of the sanctuary like we used to do. I thank God for my Bishop James A. Jennings and the Greater Shield of Faith Church family, Pastor Isaiah Tillman and the Morning Star Baptist Church, where I am the musician at, all other different ministries and ministries that are being faithful and are honoring the governors of the different states and cities. The mayor, by having church at home on Facebook and via Skype. So if you're out there and you are still meeting together with your people in the sanctuary, you need to take a second look, and you want to start being obedient as well. And don't get your congregation together. They said 10 or more people, they got down to 3 or 4 people now. They don't want people being, you know, too close together. So if you have a ministry, that applies to you as well, because it's for our good that we follow the rules of the land and do what our governors and leaders are telling us to do, so that hopefully, and prayerfully, as we continue to pray, that this virus will pass over soon, that we can all get back together in our different denominations and our different churches, so we can fellowship one with one another like we did before the virus came upon the land, so that God will be even more glorified. He's going to be even more glorified even after this virus is passing over. And after it's passed, there's going to be more glory after this, I do believe, because God is going to be so glorified through what people are doing. They have coming back together. And the Bible talks about if my people, talking about the saved people now, if my people, which are called by my name, but humble themselves and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, and turn from their wicked ways. In other words, our sinful ways. And speak him and pray. Then he said he will forgive our sins and he will heal the land. So that's what he's doing right now. He's getting mankind attention, that that's exactly what mankind is doing now. They're starting to turn back to God because they're now realizing who God really is and know that without a doubt that God is in control. And he allowed this plague to come upon the land, this virus, to get mankind's attention. So it goes back to the message title. It's not a mystery. It's intentional. God cannot do it, but he allowed it to happen for a reason, and that he's going to be glorified when it's all said and done. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. I pray that you receive this word and take it seriously, because this is a serious matter on tonight, such a time that we're living in and experiencing like never before. It reminds me the days of Pharaoh. You know, when God told Moses to go tell Pharaoh, let my people go, and Pharaoh was so hard-hearted, like we have some people in the world today, some of our world leaders, their hearts are hard. God has to, they think they can do whatever they want. They think they're so powerful and high and mighty, and God took them out to harden their hearts like he did Pharaoh. And at the end of the story, if you ever watch the movie, at the end of the story about Pharaoh and Moses, when God allowed the plague to come up on the land, the locusts, and the firstborn, the babies, boys, were killed, and that they had the blood of the doorposts of their houses, protected by the blood of Jesus. Do you think that story, if you have never seen it, at the end of the story, Pharaoh, at the end of the story, Pharaoh opened his own mouth and said, your God, talking to Moses, your God is God. You see, that's what God is about to allow now in the world today. People don't believe God is who he is. They're going to open their own mouth and say that God is God. So that's what I believe is going on in the world today. So we're going to close out right now in prayer. Eternal God, I have you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Come once again to glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight, Heavenly Father, because we know that you're worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your Spirit. Have your way, Heavenly Father, because you do all things well, and you are in total control, and you know exactly what you are doing. You know, we know that you are allowing this plague and this virus to come up on the land to draw mankind back to you, because we have gotten so far away from you that you have to do something to get our attention. And now we believe, those of us that are saved, we do believe that you do have the whole world's attention. And because of this, we do believe that many more souls are going to be saved in Jesus' name. And we just give you the glory, honor, and praise for it even right now in the name of Jesus, not only in America, but all over the land. Many souls that denied Jesus Christ, that were spiritually blind, are going to open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they're going to come to know what their God purpose is, because it's not by accident that we are here. You have a purpose for each life. And so we thank you for what you're doing in the earth today. So we ask that you will continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight, all those that have lost loved ones already because of this virus, even those that are on their sick bed, on their way out. You know all about them and where they are. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen all families, Heavenly Father, that are stricken with this virus, those that are sick with the virus. We know that you are still working miracle signs and wonders even on tonight, and that you're going to be glorified even more after this virus has passed over. And not only for those that are dealing with the virus, but those that have lost loved ones in any other way or capacity, we know that you are our comforter, you are our strength, you are our peace, you are our joy, our brother, our sister, our mother and father, you are our everything. We can't do nothing without you. And that's what you're letting the people in the world to see, to experience and know today, that without you, we can do nothing. We need you, Heavenly Father. We love you. We bless your name on tonight. Continue to have your way, that you alone will be glorified. And when you are satisfied that mankind has come back to you in the way that you have ordained for us to be with you, then I believe that you're going to release this plague above your people all over the land, that there will be even more glory after this. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for it even now in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to bless each minister, each shepherd that you have placed in the earth, who are standing on your word all over the land, who are teaching and preaching your word, Heavenly Father, who are yielding to their calling and their ministry that you have placed them in. Continue to bless them. Continue to bless each ministry that you have placed them over in each church family all over the land, that are the true believers and doers of Jesus Christ's word all over the land. Continue to have your way in each life individually, and then as a corporate body of believers on tonight, Heavenly Father, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless each listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. And, oh God, just continue to cover your people in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your word that promises us and lets us know that once we're in your hands, nothing and no one can pluck us out, and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank you for your word on tonight that lets us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And we thank you again, Heavenly Father, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight once again because you're worthy to be praised, even through this virus and through what's going on in the world today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still in total control and you are worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you are not like man. You don't slumber, you don't sleep, and your eyes are in every place. You're seeing the good and the bad. So we know that one day we're going to all stand before you and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. That's your word. That's what you said. So we thank you for your word, Lord. Help us to stand on your word and not be overcome by fear and not to be overcome by what's going on in the world today, but knowing that you are in total control at all times. We bless your name. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. I'm asking all listeners, continue to stay prayerful. Continue to check in on your loved ones as we are being obedient and staying in our homes, that we don't have to be out in the streets. Follow the rules of your governors, your leaders that are over you, wherever you are. Continue to listen to them. Continue to stay updated with the news report, but don't get so focused on the news report that you become fearful. Again, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he did give us common sense. So we have to obey the rules of those that are above us and over us all over the land, that God will be glorified through us as we be obedient to what's being said, and so that this plague and this virus can be eradicated as soon as God is satisfied that mankind has come back to him the way he wants us to be all over the land, and that he will be glorified even more. So on tonight, know that God loves you. I love you too. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Don't forget to tune in this coming Saturday night, March 28th at 8 o'clock p.m. for another blessed word from Pastor Norman King. Until then, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that, again, I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.